Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
Hello and welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. On this episode, I'm chatting to one of Australia's most decorated netball players. Maddie Brown sent the netball world into mayhem last week following the announcement that she's moving to Leeds Rhinos. And it comes after 15 domestic seasons in the Southern Hemisphere. And now she'll be showing the UK what she's made of. Maddie, you shocked people with the announcement that A, you're still playing, and B, in the English Super Leagues. What was it like for you when the news came out?
I was super excited when it finally got released because it's been a work in progress for so long to finally have this announcement out there into the world. I've been working on it with obviously my friend Meg and with Dan Ryan for a few months. So I knew it was coming out, and I think people were quite shocked at the news. But I'm so thrilled to have the opportunity to come over and play in the Super League in 2021.
Awesome. And I know the fans are just going to be so stoked to have you there as well. And how long had you thought about playing in another league for?
Well, I think after I did my second ACL and missing all of the 2019 season, I was kind of reassessing where my career would be. I obviously wanted to get back and play with the Magpies and play with my sister, but I also knew that it was going to, I'm a little bit older, and what would that possibly mean for me? I'd been doing this for 15 years, and it's not that the love of competing was dying down. It was just the regime of the elite sporting environment and high performance environment of just day in, day out. And, you know, just even getting up for games, it would take me like 23 hours a day to get up for 60 minutes. And I was like, it's just, you know, the cons are outweighing the pros. And my love for the game is still there, and I still want to compete, but I just can't continue to put my body through this really high demanding routine. So I was going into the 2020 SSN season saying, this, if I can get this season underway, this will definitely be my last, but I'm going to have to find a way to kind of have that adrenaline rush and have that competition and competitive kind of game day in me, because I love game day and nothing compares to game day. So when the opportunity with Dan arised middle of the year when we were in isolation back home, I really considered it, and I was like, you know what, I think this is exactly what I'm looking for. Obviously a few things had to be put in motion, and I was still very much, you know, I'd need to finish my Collingwood contract and see how that goes, and play that out right to the end, and need to respect that, but know that I'm very, very keen. So yeah, now that it's all out in the open, it's very exciting that it's not too far away before I hit the shores of the UK.
I was going to ask you, is it actually the new year when you'll be heading over? And I know Melbourne is kind of, you know, you're probably not there right now, but you know, it's kind of infamous for that unpredictable weather. So are you kind of ready for a British winter?
No, I am not ready at all. I need all the help, support, tips and everything I need. I am coming over in the new year. So at the moment, while we're still getting 27 degrees, beautiful sunshine, or 30 degrees, back home in Australia at the moment, I'm going to soak up the sun as long as I can, because I know winter is coming for me when I get over in Jan.
Absolutely, soak it up. I would say just wear lots of layers, and hot water bottles will save your feet at night. So definitely,
I need to know, because like at this point in time, like I'm literally probably going to come over with a fairly empty suitcase and then just kind of equipped myself, because nothing I own now would equip me or be ready to go. So I might as well just land and then sort my stuff out. So yeah, fans or people over there, like send me the do's and don'ts list and what are the non-negotiables. Otherwise I will definitely be freezing majority of the time.
That sounds like a good plan, and it gives you the opportunity to do some shopping, which is obviously very important when you move to a new place. So why not?
Absolutely.
And yeah, I mean, what was the draw of the Super League to you? Like, did you have any concerns about the standard of the league not matching up to Suncorp, or was that part of the draw itself?
Nothing in me was like concerned. I think, you know, as I said, I understand that they're trying to, you know, bring in that high performance environment. And obviously Dan has been really passionate about setting that environment at Leeds and giving these girls an opportunity of what it kind of is like. And part of me was like, I still want to give obviously back to netball, even if I cannot live, breathe, sleep, eat it 24/7 like it really is over here in Australia. I know that it's still going to be very much like that over in the UK, but I just wanted something new, something, a new challenge, a new fresh start. I wanted to be able to kind of, as I said, give back and hopefully teach some of the girls and mentor them in the experiences and knowledge that I have from being at the elite level for so long. So, yeah, that was obviously a big draw card. And I've never lived overseas, and I always had kind of hinted to my family, like, even when I am nearing the end, I always want to love the game right to the very end. And why not finish overseas somewhere that's going to challenge me personally, but also professionally? And that obviously was a huge draw card with a startup franchise and being able to kind of come over and just make the most of every opportunity that arises.
Why Leeds Rhinos? Were you in any talks with other clubs? Were you tempted to go to London Pulse and experience living in London at all? Or was Dan Ryan a huge part of the decision to go to Leeds?
It all started when the World Cup was on in Liverpool, and I came over to watch my sister. I'd been a month away traveling on a holiday just on my own and came to finish and watch her in the last couple of games in the finals. And it was after I saw obviously Dan there being an Australian, and I've had a little bit to do with Dan back here, but not a lot. But I know we share similar values in the way that we like our approach to the professional environment. And we were just having a few drinks after one of the games and kind of like talking about the netball as you do. And he was like, "Where are you at, Mads?" And I was like, "Oh, you know, this is me. I'm still rehabbing at the moment, but who knows, you know, what are you up to?" And he mentioned obviously his Leeds role as a high performance manager and obviously the coach. And I was like, "Oh, sounds so exciting. Like, who knows, maybe you can bring me over here in another year's time." And he was like, "Are you serious?" And I was like, "Yeah, like, I'm not joking." And we obviously, as I said, we were a little bit tipsy. But then I obviously had also met Meg in January, and she was hanging around Collingwood Club doing a little bit of work. And yeah, she chatted to me again about it. And I was like, "Yeah, you know what? I'd actually really consider it. I think it would be awesome for me. I'd love to step out of my comfort zone of Australia and really experience everything that I can give and also take on over there." And yeah, literally March, or I think it was maybe even May or June, the call came from the UK, and I was like, "What number is that?" And it was Dan and Meg again saying, "Hey, we're trying to put this team together. Would you consider it?" And I was like, "Yeah, I would. Like, count me in. So yeah, that's where it all kind of started.
Oh my gosh, how exciting. It's amazing how these things develop from, you know, just like a conversation or an idea, and then it's suddenly, you know, you're going to be moving to the UK in January. So just wow.
I know. And I think it just shows that, you know, like, netball is such a great sport and a great community of people that you never know where your opportunity is going to arise. And I'm always just a big believer in being in the right place at the right time, and things will happen. And things do happen for a reason. So whether, you know, me doing my knee in 2019 and having that opportunity to travel and come over and watch my sister and then see Dan and meet some of those people has probably helped initiate or spark this idea in my head, and then conversations with them. So yeah, it is quite cool to think of how it kind of all started. And I mean, being in an English club's pretty traditional over there, so it's kind of a cool story really.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, looking at the other players in Rhinos, who is it that you're looking forward to playing with or perhaps mentoring? Like, yeah, who have you got your sights set on, I guess?
Well, I knew when I was in talks about possibly coming over and playing, I was like, where's Jade Clark playing? Because I always have heaps of like good contests and tussles on court with her. Where's she playing, Dan? And he was like, oh, you know, I'm not sure where she is at the moment or what's happening. And then when he obviously said that they were in discussions with her, and she obviously knew about the possibility of me coming over, I think it kind of both gave us a little bit of a like, oh my gosh, this would be incredible to have the opportunity to play with each other. We've played against each other so many times. So Jade is someone I'm, you know, really excited to hit the court with. My other Australian in Danielle Wollum, I think she's just this exciting new talent that's kind of like untouched and so raw. But I think with Dan's guidance and the coaches, she could be some force to be reckoned with, which is really exciting. And all the young girls, they've been so inviting on like our WhatsApp groups and our chats and stuff like that. And some of the locals like Rosie Harris has been like, can't wait to take you to all the coffee shops. So really welcoming. So I just kind of can't wait. Like, I've got all these names in my head and I really want to get to know them as much as I can, even via Zoom or like messaging and stuff at the moment. But once I get on the ground, I look forward to kind of really genuinely getting to kind of hang out with them and meet them and see what I can provide to them and how their, you know, new and exciting netball experience can kind of, you know, help me learn even more.
I don't think Serena Guthrie has announced where she's playing yet, but if you'll be coming up against her, that'll probably bring back some memories, I guess.
We played against each other. I think the first time we ever got exposed to each other was at 21 and unders at the World Youth Cup in the Cook Islands. So yeah, Serena's another one that I was like, where's she going to be too? So hopefully there'll be some really good contests still.
How's your knee going at the moment then? How's rehabbing it going
it's
for
good.
You?
It's good. It's just a slow process, I guess. Obviously, I did re-injure it a little bit, nowhere near as bad during the season, which obviously halted me midway through the 2020 SSN season. And obviously in the back of my head, I knew of this possible opportunity, but I was having to go to a surgeon to see whether I possibly would play netball, what it would look like. So it's just been a nice little go in, clean out. I've had a few little nips and tucks here and there, so it should look nice and neat and tidy for the remainder of the days that I want to play netball, which is really nice. But I'm still in Brisbane at the moment, doing a lot of rehab and getting on a bike, and it's just so such a slow process. But I've got to be patient and know that if I do the work now, it'll pay off in the long run. But once I get over in the new year, I should be wearing and ready to go and start training with the girls in full flight.
Between now and the new year, other than working on your rehab, what is it that you're going to be doing, or are you just going to be chilling out before you know, getting ready for preseason?
I will definitely be, once, as I said, I continue to progress through my rehab, it is about trying to build my base fitness back up and strengthen my body as much as I can. So still plenty of training. I'm also a Pilates instructor, so I'm doing a few classes. I've moved back in with my mum and dad, obviously, before I leave. And yeah, we'll go down the coast to a little holiday house and spend a little bit of time and kind of make the most of the family time, because once I come over, it's, you know, a bit unsure of when I'll get to see them again. So I want to lap up the family time as much as I can, and as you said, chill and relax, because I know once I get over there, I'm going to be working my absolute butt off to make sure this Leeds Rhinos team is a success and we can put out there what we want to put out week in, week out in the comp.
And do you know what, that's really interesting about Pilates. Do you think that it complements netball really well? Because I've recently sort of started to discover it myself, and I'm like, yes, this is so good for like those joints that seem to be battered on
absolutely.
The court.
I first got introduced to it when I hurt my knee, my first ACL in 2015, and it was about that strength and resistance training in that non-joint impact way, because you're on either a reformer machine or it's all that body weight and it's fine tuning and working those all little small intrinsic muscles and having control and alignment and all about posture and stuff. And I was like, this really excites me. So I started as a client doing reformer and a little bit of mat. And then I do have a primary school teaching degree. So I was like, I could teach this. I'm really passionate about it. So I went and did a course to become an instructor and have taught it for about 18 months or 2 years now. And yeah, I love it. I think it's so important in kind of building, as I said, that base, building those base muscles to then eventually get into that stronger, heavier weights, lifting and protecting your joints and your body to last as long as it can whilst you're playing netball that is so, as I said, so much on the joints, like it's so heavy on the landings and stuff. So I would be a huge advocate, and I'm loving that you are getting introduced to it. And I don't know, maybe I can take you through a nice hot Pilates session one day. That's what I teach back here. It's in a nice hot room, so it might be good over there in the cold. We'll get into a session one day, Sasha.
Oh, I would. Yes, I am so up for that. And on that note, I will say I cannot wait for that. And thank you so, so much, Maddie, for joining us on the Netball Show. I'm really best of luck with the move. Bring a hot water bottle and, yeah, just with everything with Leeds Rhinos.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the chat, and I'm sure we'll have plenty more in the future.
You heard it here first. Sign up one of those Pilates classes before everyone signs up and there won't be any spots left. So thanks so much, Maddie, for joining us on the Netball Show. We cannot wait to see you in action in the Vitality Netball Super League, and we'll certainly be keeping our eyes peeled for you on an English court soon. If you enjoyed this episode, do share it with a friend, and thanks as always for listening. I'm Sasha Shipway, and this is the Netball Show with Mizuno.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
Yous have always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland, and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive. And just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.